From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing more than 90, wounding dozens more. The deadliest attack occurred at a marketplace in Sadr City that left 64 dead. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for all the attacks. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, said he believes Iraqi security forces are capable of dealing with the IS threat.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to the insurgents. In Washington Wednesday, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau strongly condemned the bombings.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She said the U.S. remains committed to helping Iraq remove the IS threat from its territory and, quote, suffocate its financial, foreign terrorist fighter and propaganda networks. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his forces have killed 3,000 IS militants in both Syria and Iraq. Speaking Wednesday to military officials in the Balkans, Mr. Erdogan denied any sympathy for the Islamic State, insisting no country can match Turkey's efforts to combat the group. A Somali commando unit killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on an al-Shabaab base in Gagooldud region in central Somalia. A local government official told VOA the aim of the raid was to destroy the base and neutralize the militant capacity to organize and carry out attacks. Wednesday's raid comes a day after one carried out on an al-Shabaab base in the village of Tora Toro, southwest of Mogadishu, in which an unknown number of militants were captured or killed. This is VOA News.